Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, CM Punk shoots on Hulk Hogan.
AEW are introducing a new title belt, we think.
A former TNA star showed up at the AEW Rampage tapings.
And Gran Metalik is still with WWE, plus one more story about him.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Adam Cleary.
And this is the news. Right, let's start with CM Punk. We'll get to all the fallout from AEW Dynamite Grand Slam in due course. But CM Punk was recently on a brilliant podcast that's almost as good as ours, Wrestling with Brandon Walker, and he was talking about that huge bap that he got for his return to wrestling, basically. And it was comparing it to the likes of Stone Cold Steve Austin and other legends like Hulk Hogan. Brandon Walker was asking about how he feels about being mentioned in lists with people like that. And this is what CM Punk had to say. Throwing my name in the hat with somebody like Steve Austin, who's arguably the biggest star the business has ever seen. A lot of this is subjective, though, he says. You can make the argument, oh no, well, Hulk Hogan is a bigger star than Steve Austin. But then you look at business periods and eras and box office receipts and all that other stuff. I think Hogan's a piece of shh. So obviously, I'm going to be like, Steve Austin, yay. And he says, what I want to know is what I feel like to help everybody on the AEW roster flipping get there. Except he didn't say the word flipping. That's what I know. So basically, not a fan of Hulk Hogan, which shouldn't really come as a surprise to anyone because I feel like he said this a few times before. But once again, renewing old rivalries, and maybe Hulk Hogan's going to be All Elite soon.
You know, exactly. You know, there are some dweebs out there who are like, oh, what if this means Hulk Hogan's going to AEW to do a program with CM Punk?
I think Tony Khan banned his missus at
one
point.
Yeah, it's not that.
It's probably.
It's because he is, basically. Yeah. That's why CM Punk's said that. Sorry if you liked him as a kid. People get really defensive. I hate doing this as a story because people get so defensive about it because basically all the stuff he did neither applies to or bothers them particularly. So they think that it's absolutely fine. But yeah, pretty much, yeah. He came back to WWE because they forgave him, even though a large chunk of their roster were like, we don't think this is cool. We don't really think you get a free pass for all this stuff, and people will just defend him. Look, there's nothing really. Look, not our words, the words of CM Punk.
Top Gear magazine.
Yeah, don't take it from us. Take it from CM Punk, your spiritual king.
There's a lot of discussion about this, not particularly with Hulk Hogan right now, but with other legends, let's say, and the amount of people I've seen online going, well, he's apologised, let's move on.
Well, it doesn't bother me, it doesn't affect me in any way, so therefore it's fine.
It's not a nice time to be sort of...
On the internet,
yeah, again, yeah, but CM Punk, not a huge fan of Hulk Hogan. But you already knew that, probably.
Yeah, can we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, you've probably got it already out your system down there. Let's just... Punk's right. Anyway, so, AEW,
hey!
They have many titles already, but there has been some talk during their run that maybe there were one or two titles, maybe there was room for aggressive expansion in the old title belt front. A lot of people have said they should do a trios belt. A lot of six-man matches go on, a lot of three-people stables happening. A trios belt would be excellent, but the other belt that people suggested they might have was like an undercard women's belt. And while we're on that subject, Andrew Zarian, the man of Matt Men podcast, again, another one that's almost as good as us here at War Culture, but not quite, Actually, I'm saying that's much better than now. What am I talking about?
Anyway, a lot more scoops.
He's revealed that AEW...
We've got more impressions.
Shut up. AEW are planning to bring in a secondary women's title belt, speculated to be the TBS title.
Okay.
Currently got the TNT title, but of course Rampage and Dynamite are moving to TBS in the not-too-distant future. So they could be doing that sometime in the near future. Now, there was a strap shown, wasn't there? They were making one up. So we do know one is coming. There is definitely something happening. And as it was only one strap shown and not three, you would kind of... I've got to stop saying strap. What am I, like some 45-year-old territories fan?
But yeah,
we got the AEW bringing in a new belt. It might be for them women they got. Of course, Ruby Soho and Britt Baker headlined last night, which was very, very good. Match was excellent. So clearly they are wanting to push the top end of that card up higher and higher and higher, which of course leaves room underneath it for more things to happen. And I would say I'm going to editorialize this a little bit. I think maybe it's a little bit too soon for a secondary belt there. However, not so soon that you can't do it and just hope that it works.
Yes, I think, first of all, is this going to be some sort of mid-card title? I really don't want to use the phrase mid-card title because you look at like the TNT Championship.
That is not
mid-card. That is not like, oh, well, you can have the TNT Championship because Miro defends it with his life, and he will do when he faces Sammy Guevara, of course, next week for it. I agree. I think the women's division, you've got the top level, you've got your Britt Bakers, you've got your Ruby Sohos, you've got your Chris Statlanders to a certain extent, Nyla Rose, Hikaru Shida, and then there's sort of everyone else. They sort of occasionally decide
everyone else and Tay Conti.
Yes, but they have started doing stuff with Anna Jay, with Tay Conti, with Penelope Ford, etc. The Bunny, they've got separate feuds could go on to Rampage, etc. I'm hoping that this is a catalyst for more women's storylines.
Why do you really emphasise the word catalyst?
Word of the day, toilet paper.
Paying for itself already.
And I just hope that, they don't just go, right, here's this week's challenger for Britt Baker, and everything else we just put on the death slot before the main event on Dynamite, for example.
Well, I hope that this embiggens the division.
Very good.
Word of the day, toilet paper, Sidgwick edition.
Right, let's continue. Brief spoiler section.
Wait, no, sorry, I missed. I'll come back to it a bit. I said it was on Matt Men. It was not on Matt Men. It was Zarian from Matt Men, but it was on Denise Salcido's show.
Oh. So,
credit, if everyone's watching that going, they just like erased this story that actually kind of about a woman in the battle. No, I didn't. I didn't scroll up my notes quickly.
Fair enough.
Sorry about that.
Let's move on, Denise. And talk about some of the fallout from AEW Dynamite Grand Slam and AEW Rampage Grand Slam. So some spoilers here. If you want to skip forward like 3 minutes, I will be giving away some of the results from last night and a little bit of a spoiler as to what happened at Rampage, which of course is shown tomorrow night, because TNA star, or I should say former TNA star Homicide, showed up during that mint lights out match between Moxley, Kingston and Archer and Suzuki, of course. Just this wild brawl by the sounds of it, and a brief spoiler, I'm not going to give away the result of the match, brief spoiler, Moxley was handcuffed and hit with a trash can lid and kendo sticks until Homicide made the save. We're not going to talk much more about this because I don't want to spoil any more of it. But this bloody extended wrestling universe is great, isn't it?
It's the Forbidden Door. This only seems exciting. This is going to sound like I'm shooting it down. The Forbidden Door only seems exciting because of how weird WWE have been ever since they bought WCW. Mm-hmm. That was the only circumstances where they really... I know there's been like a tiny little few things here and there, Jericho going to New Japan, so that. But by and large, the door is forbidden. You do not open the door, you do not acknowledge other wrestling promotions, because if you acknowledge them, oh God, people might watch them, and then that's down on your viewing figures. You need to crush all the competition, not use them to build wrestling's profile across the world with many different fan bases. So what AEW are doing here, in my opinion, is perfectly normal. And it should not be as exciting as it is.
No.
But with so many things in that company, they're making very normal things normal again that have been sort of not allowed for years and years and years and years. So, yeah, this is great. Homicide being there is amazing.
Yes.
But we need to, at some point, start to recognise that what they're doing is just like... good.
What should have always been going on?
They can go and get Homicide. They can bring him in for a short run. They can do a couple of good matches with him. And then he just goes and does whatever he's doing before that. He goes back to TNA. He goes and does the indies, whatever he wants. They can do that with anybody. People can come and go because that's how wrestling promotions should work. Yeah, you have your staple guys. You're going to be there the whole time. But then just, good. This is good. I'm not ripping my cart off for this because I just want this to be normalised.
Yes, exactly. I think that's a fair point. Let's quick word on Dynamite Grand Slam. What a show it was last night. Was this the best Dynamite ever? ever quite possibly have an argument about it in the comment section below. I mean, Moxley, Kenny Omega versus Bryan Danielson was just sensational. It tinged, obviously, by the fact that it went to a time limit draw, but that was sort of the story they were going to be telling anyway.
And
it was great. It was such a fantastic opener. I didn't really see them opening the show with it, but hell of a call by Michael Hanfler. We got MJF.
It was his decision.
We got MJF. Defeating Brian Pillman Jr. despite the fact his parents were there and they had a sign that we are MJF. Malakai Black defeated a returning Cody Rhodes, who I think has to turn heel now, judging by that reaction. Missed on Anderson, fell off the apron at one point as well. Sting and Darby Allin were victorious over FTR. Sting just defying logic yet again. And Britt Baker retained her title against Ruby Riott in the main event, as you alluded to earlier on.
Ruby Soho.
Bollocks. Doing so well.
It's so they change their names all the time. They're embedded.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Speaking of someone who might be about to change their name, Grand Metalik.
Oh, that's actually, do you know what? You've actually set me up perfectly there, and I just thought you were going to do a joke. I'm so not used to you being serious. I was like, here we go. Oh, there's a loser loses the name Michael pool match about to go on today or something.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
there's something to build to for WrestleMania this year. Loser has to officially be Mike for like the next
hey,
2 years.
Hey, Mikey
Hevlin, Mikey Sidgwick. Right. Yeah, according to Mass Lucha, one of the premier sources of Lucha Wrestling News, Grand Metalik is still in WWE.
Yes.
That was the story I took from that headline. But the actual story is that he has asked for his release. Now, that's no disrespect on Grand Metalik whatsoever. You go back to the guy's storied career, see multiple times CMLL welterweight champion. Mm-hmm. He's held belts all over the world. He's been in New Japan. He came into the Cruiserweight Classic initially with WWE. Was a finalist there. Was astonishingly beaten by TJ Perkins, which at the time doesn't feel like a big deal now because obviously TJ Perkins had a good WWE run as a singles guy mm-hmm. and he just kind of did Lucha House Party. But going into that, Grand Metalik was one of the biggest cruiserweights in the world. So it was kind of a bit of a shock at the time. But since then, aside from Lucha things and that Elimination Chamber match, which was really, really good.
And fighting with Lars Sullivan.
It was very not great for most of Lucha House Party, but Grand Metalik especially, given the caliber. Anyway, his contract runs apparently until or through to 2023. He has apparently asked for his release now so we can go and do, presumably, yes, Lucha things, but also not Lucha things as well.
Wrestling,
yeah. The fact is, the guy has not wrestled, and this was... There's a bit of research for this. Harry, let me pull out the brain. He has not wrestled for WWE more than twice in 1 month since March.
Wow. Yeah, give him his release. They're not using it. I guarantee Vince will go, but... What about the Royal Rumble? We'll let you have one spot in that and then you can get immediately eliminated by a big guy. But look, yeah, absolutely. I think Grandmaster Week is wasted in WWE. They occasionally give him a little bit of a punch, but a little bit of something on SmackDown or whatever it may be.
But you never see him again for ages. Exactly. Yeah.
Completely pointless. Let him go.
Look, we are still in the death throes of WWE's we will just buy every single person. So no other wrestling promotion, no naming any names, can have any fun whatsoever. And if they're currently going through the company now, pointing at, like, Braun's contract and Bray's contract, going, well, why are we paying all this? Let's get rid of them. I would imagine if you are Grand Metalik and you walk up to your producers, your handlers, your managers and go, look, you don't have to pay me. Really? What? How? How can we not pay you? I can leave. Oh, that's brilliant. Yes, you leave now.
Yes, and you don't want old guys, do you? No. My name's Grand Metalik. How old are you?
What?
What? Get out!
Get regular Metalik and Diddy Metalik, but Grand Metalik!
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions.
That was such a good joke.
At What Culture WWE, if you want to get in touch with us, Anthony Ekman.
So proud of you.
Starts us off today saying, if WWE is going to keep Becky heel, do you see this as an opening for a face Ronda Rousey to win the 2022 Royal Rumble, or maybe a return for a face Bailey? You saw Becky live very recently.
I wish I hadn't said live there. I wish you just said you saw Becky. You saw Becky on Monday, didn't you? And people could have just made of that what they will. Yes, I was at WWE Live. Myself and Simon Miller were there. Becky Lynch was there. Becky Lynch, who came out to huge ovations, huge paps.
The biggest heel on SmackDown in the women's division. Massive reaction.
Massive pop. They tried to run the match as a very classic house show face heel dynamic. Becky, like, you know, took a bit of a thing and then rolled out. I'm going. I don't have to be here. I'm going home. And she walked, and you could just see all the people who were by the ramp going, Where's she going? What, is she injured? What's happened here? And anyway, got back in the ring. She beat Bianca Belair. And I should point out, this is no slight on Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair got a huge pop as well.
Yeah.
Bianca Belair stayed behind at the end of the match and, like, got a standing ovation. She was over as all hell as well. But when Becky Lynch planted her into the mat and got the 1-2-3, everyone was like, yay! So.
A bit of work to do to make her a proper heel. Ronda Rousey returning to win the Rumble.
Ronda Rousey as a face didn't work. People were like, you're too good. Like, you have a massively unfair advantage over all these other poor, tiny wrestling women.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that. I don't think that at all. I think if they ever do get Ronda Rousey back, and there's no indication she is going to come back, I should point out, I think that's the catalyst to turn Becky back face.
Yeah, potentially. I agree. And I think there's scope in WWE's head that if you do have Becky and Ronda back, you don't need to put the title involved in that. I don't think that necessarily is the right thing to do, but you could have, for example, Bianca Belair versus a returning Bayley or a Sasha Banks or whoever it may be. It's right there. And Bayley returning, whether, you know, no matter how she's nasty on Twitter, when she does come back, she was so great, she's going to get a rousing reception. So possibly that
a
might
Ronda
be
rousing reception. Hey. Do you know what I do? Maybe indulge to fantasy book this for 1 minute. I wouldn't even have them on the same brand, and I would have, like, a Survivor Series match.
Brand warfare!
Like, they already use...
They never bother with actually booking good stuff for brand warfare. They just go, I guess that's where we are now.
They have already used Ronda Rousey's profile and ability to elevate Becky Lynch to one of the most important female wrestlers the company has ever had. They've already done that. Why not keep them on separate brands and use Becky to elevate your Bianca Belairs and use Ronda to elevate whoever the hell else you want?
Yeah, I'd like Ronda to come back if you're going to have a B-heel. Come back, and Nikki A.S.H. is like, I'm a superhero. She just breaks her arm.
Yes.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say, and beat her there, and nope. I was already shaking my head. They will not do that. They'll have her break her arm.
Yeah. Right. Second question today comes from Matt Ryan, a.k.a. Aussie Dead, who says...
Sorry. They will genuinely... WWE would genuinely do a thing where it's like, oh, she can't fly if she's only got one arm.
She flies in circles. Which wrestlers do you hope to see live that you've not seen live? Simple question.
Well, actually, I've lived an incredibly privileged, fortunate life in this career. I don't think there's anybody who I really want to see who I haven't already either A, been flown out all expenses to see in America, or B, had the privilege of working with in the UK.
Complete it, mate.
Wrestling. Completed it, mate.
I'll say CM Punk and we'll move quickly.
Oh, would you say Punk? Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen Punk. No, I've never seen Punk.
No. Alan asks,
Terry.
Since the match between Omega and Danielson ended in a draw, this surely sets up a rematch down the line. Do you guys think that the rematch could be an Iron Man match?
Was the question, will they do a rematch? Or was the question, will it be an Iron Man match?
A bit of both.
Well, yes, of course it will. That's why I went to a draw.
Okay.
That's why I went to a draw, because AEW does not want to just do a relatively comprehensive finish that they're going to struggle to sort of book around after that. I get that. Plus, plus the lingering threat of the time limit draw has always been something they haven't quite pulled the trigger on in a big match yet. Nice that they've done it here because we've got 30 minutes of exceptional wrestling and we're no closer to knowing who is the best. So that's actually probably the best case scenario. So yes, they will absolutely do another one in an Iron Man match.
I feel like that's a hat on a hat.
I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah, I think they're going to do...
It's a what? It's a hat on a hat.
Hat on a hat. Like, you don't need an extra thing. You have
you've got a hat.
A hat on a hat. You don't need another stipulation for this. You can just say, who wins? Because literally they went 30 minutes and no one was good enough to score a pinfall or submission.
Funny though.
Yeah, and they both have to wear hats. And if your hat falls off, you lose the
genuinely
match.
Genuinely never heard of the concept of a hat on a hat before in my life.
I thought that was a thing. Maybe it's not. Maybe I've made it up. Anyway, let's move on to today's and finally.
I wonder if everybody knows we once did an ups and downs match, which had specific rules. One was up and one was down. Miller versus, I think, Nathan Cruz. Ups and downs. Well, probably already running for time. Ups and downs. So Nathan Cruz got a point if he threw Miller over the top rope. And Miller got a point if he pinned Nathan Cruz. Ups and downs.
I had no idea that
happened. It was great. It was really, it sounded so dumb, but it worked so well.
That's a great idea. Oh, I miss...
Ups.
Can we do Defiant in WCW?
Should we do Defiant again for
a
laugh?
Should we do it again?
That's just
you and my money.
That's your Twitter question. That's your Twitter question for all the people. Yeah. Should we just do Defiant again for a laugh?
And let's move on to today's and finally. And I literally was spoiled for choice today. There was a touch of grass as Michael Cedric signed. But I have to show you this insane image. Daniel Bryan returns to the wrestling ring for literally Michael Sidgwick's dream match against... Bryan Danielson returns to the wrestling ring. Michael Sidgwick's dream match against Kenny Omega on his fucking birthday. Could this be any more perfect? And as Bryan's making his entrance and doing his big, hey, here I am entrance, behind him is this photo with a person holding up a happy birthday Michael Sidgwick sign. I'm genuinely impressed that Sidge is in work today and he hasn't just ripped his cock off and just...
Well,
not
he isn't. We've not checked the second part.
Good point, yeah.
He sits down on the toilet all day, we'll know. I also should say, while we're on the subject of this, shout out to Jeremy from Brunch Boys over on Instagram. That photo was so good, everybody thought it was Photoshopped this morning. And so I was like, no, that's actually... That guy has amazing camera equipment. He's just taken that himself.
Yeah, we'll put... Here's the other one. Here's the touch grass one that Jeremy took the photo.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Bonkers.
Love you.
Yeah. More wrestling signs for What Culture. The Miller ones are always hilarious.
Never mind the What Culture ones. You've all done all this for Cedric now. I need to see that repeated for Hamlet.
Oh, yeah. But with Walter's face on it.
Don't, because they'll do it. Don't do it. Wrap up.
Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega and the rest of AEW Dynamite Grand Slam later on today. That should be fun. And you can let us know your thoughts on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Adam Cleary at
Adam Cleary, Clery. Get Adam Wilborn at
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, thanks, Adam Cleary. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.